Keith Richards outlines Darfur peace plans. 2nd of August, 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Posse of Giblet, Georgia, United States. Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards has urged the Security Council to, quote, do something good for them Sudanese blokes, bring in some old peacekeepers, and get them mujahideens or whatever you call him to stop killing folks, unquote. Mr. Richards' three options for the UN, with Sudan's approval, would, quote, bring some bloody peace to these cocoa chums, unquote. One charity concert scheme would involve 18,600 American and UK rock bands, making it the world's most happenin' lovin' since Woodstock, which the Stones missed. However, Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has vowed to never allow a rock band into Darfur, much less 18,600 of them. The Stones cannot hold their show without the government's consent. Quote, securing the consent to the government of Sudan will require a whole lot of whiskey for me and the rest of the Stones, as well as the United Nations, unquote, Mr. Richards said after his 14th pint of Jack Daniels. Quote, no effort should be spared to send a simple, powerful message. The Stones' involvement will increase the chances of peace and love taking root in Darfur, and strengthen our public image after that bollock show in the Super Bowl last January. Give these chums a good place to party, and most of all, bring people of Biafra or wherever the hell we're doing is some bitchin' rock and roll, unquote. Richards went on to mutter incomprehensibly for a few minutes, then dropped his gob into the soup. Bandmate Mick Jagger warned that the window of opportunity created by the Darfur peace agreement signed in May would be lost if there were no extra effort to implement it on the ground, but not in those words. The current number of rock bands in Sudan's war-torn West is 21, even lower than that of prudish Utah. Some 2 million people have fled their homes in Darfur since the conflict began in 2003, and tens of thousands of people are reported to have been killed in the ongoing violence. When informed of this, Jagger replied, quote, it's kind of like the whole Bangladesh thing George Harrison was always whining about, unquote, and consumed a record 25th shot of vodka, then promptly also dropped his gob into his meal. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.